Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Heldet. It is time for our arts segment. And today we are previewing the upcoming season of the Louisville Orchestra. And here's WFPL's Aaron Keene. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Rick. Thanks a lot. I'm here with Lindsay Vallandigham, the general manager of the Louisville Orchestra. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, you guys have had a rough year.
We have, to say the least.
So, but you're back with the 75th season of the Louisville. 65th
season? 75th.
75th season.
75th season.
Orchestra.
1937, the same year as the flood, was the first year of the Louisville Orchestra.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Well, so is this a rebuilding year? Have you guys had to hire in some new musicians?
We have. Through attrition over the past, 18 months of everything that we've been through, we have lost, several key players in the orchestra. And so now we are working actively with George Mester, our music director, and all of our players and principal players to bring in some new talent to the Louisville Orchestra. We are filling interim positions in several different places in the orchestra so that we can really fill out the full instrumentation that is needed, just for basic orchestral repertoire. So we have 7 new people who will be with us for the full year. And then at some point later this year, we'll start holding national auditions to really full-time fill those positions.
Okay. And just to recap, the musicians are on a 1-year bridge contract with the orchestra with the intention that there will be a multi-year contract at the end of that year.
Exactly. Yeah. We have Peter Pastrak joining us for a consultantship throughout the entire season, and we are working with him, the board, the musicians, everyone together to put together a multi-year contract deal for everybody so that we can move forward after this season.
Super. Well, so Fanfara is the traditional season opener yep. of the Louisville Orchestra, and this year it's a little different from years past.
Yes, this year we are so excited that we are putting forth this unified organization that we have decided that we're going to showcase both our classics and our pops sides of the orchestra. We will have George Mester, our music director, conduct the first half, which will be a typical classics type of concert. We're going to play Hindemith, and we're going to have Jeremy Denk do a Mozart piano concerto with us. And then we're going to celebrate Bob Bernhardt's 30th anniversary during the intermission with Corbel Champagne in the lobby. And for the second half, everyone will come back in and join Bob Bernhardt, our Pops conductor, with Steve Lippia doing an American Songbook, very popular Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra type of second half. So we're really excited that we're going to have a chance, to showcase both sides of the orchestra and have both of our conductors with us.
Yeah, so the same players are playing Dvorak in 1 month, and then they're doing Sinatra in the next month, too.
Exactly. They are very well-rounded players. They can play everything from bluegrass to rock and roll.
And the season really shows that. One thing that strikes me as really amazing about the Louisville Orchestra is the depth and the breadth of the programming that you guys offer. There are 5 different series that you can choose from?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have several different types of programming, and the public may not be aware of everything that we do. Classics obviously is a huge staple for the orchestra and, really the orchestra musicians' chance to shine with their extreme talent. But we also offer children's programming. We offer shorter concerts with lighter music. We offer very popular artists in our pop series, who take the stage with the orchestra and perform, a rock and roll concert like you wouldn't expect.
The Indigo Girls
yeah.
are coming up this season. And the music of The Who, which is backed by popular demand, apparently. That's kind of fun. So if you've ever thought, what would Tommy sound like with a full live orchestra?
Exactly. That's one of our favorite programs. And we've had them for several years because they do these great rock concerts with the orchestra.
Well, so say I'm asking for a friend because, of course, I'm very knowledgeable about these things. But say my friend hasn't really studied classical music since school and maybe wants to deepen her understanding of the classical repertoire, but doesn't know where to start and thinks, well, if I just kind of buy a ticket and walk into one of the classics concerts, am I going to know what's going on? Am I going to understand what I'm listening to and know how to appreciate it? What kind of advice would you give for my friend?
Sure. Well, we have different options for that for that very issue. We, first of all, for all of our classics and coffee concerts, we do offer pre-concert lectures that have a host, and they always feature our conductor for the evening and a lot of times the soloist too. And they really go in depth about what it is that you're going to hear at that concert. Those occur 1 hour prior to the start time of the concert. They're about 45 minutes long and really give you a lot of information about what you're going to hear before you go hear it. But we also offer things like on our Nightlights series this year, we have a segment called Nightlights Insights with Bob Bernhardt, where we're going to play Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. That's the Pastoral Symphony. And we're going to break it down. So we're not going to play the full, 40-minute symphony from top to bottom. We're going to play segments of it. And then Bob's going to break that down. What did you hear? Maybe you want to hear the flute part again. Let's have the flute player just play that part, and then pick it up again and just sort of all the way through so that you really understand the piece from top to bottom.
So then the next time that you hear it on a Bugs Bunny cartoon, you're going to be like, aha,
exactly.
That's the flute part from the Pastoral Symphony. Well, so just to clarify, when you say classics and coffee, all of the main stage classic concerts play, there's a nighttime version, there's a daytime version of the concert as well, right?
Exactly. We do 10 classics concerts, including Fanfara, in the evening throughout the season. But we do offer 6 what we call coffee concerts. They're on Thursday mornings at 10:30. They're the same repertoire that we play during the evening concerts, but, just for a daytime experience. And we have coffee brought in from Heine Brothers and donuts brought in from Krispy Kreme. So that's a little exciting treat for folks who want to come out early in the morning.
Yeah, so if you have a day off or if you work the night shift, it's a nice little mid-morning treat. It may be a little more relaxed than the
absolutely.
Or if you want to get dolled up and go out to the orchestra in the evening, you have the classics option. Well, so tell me a little bit about L.O. Wow. These are 3 different sort of pop culture-y concerts that you guys put on.
Absolutely. This is a great series, and these are actually only offered as single ticket options. So Okay. You'll want to touch base with the Kentucky Center to get single tickets for these that go on sale on September 4th. But we're going to do Disney in Concert this year, which is going to be big screen featuring, animation from your favorite Disney movies, Aladdin, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, all your favorites. Plus, we're going to have 5 live singers actually singing the songs from the Disney movies. So you'll get to hear all of your favorite Disney classics. Video Games Live is up next, and that's a popular show for us. We've done it twice before, and it really has a true fan following for all of the popular music from video games. We actually have real video game composers there. We have a lot of events in the lobby where people can come out and play games for contests, win prizes. There's an on-stage segment for one lucky winner. So it's a really fun concert.
Note to self, bone up on my Galaga.
And finally, we will conclude the WOW season with Blue Planet Live. Blue Planet is one of the BBC Discovery productions, kind of off of their Planet Earth series. They did a series called Blue Planet. And this is, film clips from that series with the actual music score written by George Fenton that the orchestra will be accompanying on this huge HD vivid screen with all of this underwater imagery.
Wow, that's really great. So it's kind of a nice sort of bridge maybe for the older kids, like when they're kind of outgrown the orchestra kind of stuff. But do you want to help them kind of make that tie between classical and symphonic music and pop culture and movies and things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Well, and so for country fans also, there's this really hopped out at me. There's a Pops event, Music City Hitmakers, Nashville's Best, in January.
This is one of the concerts that I personally am most excited about this year. I think this is going to be unlike anything we've ever done before. We have this trio from Nashville who actually have written some of the really chart-topping songs in country music over the past few years. They're writing for Carrie Underwood, for Keith Urban, for these major country stars. And these are the songwriters who have won Grammys for all of these songs, like Jesus Take the Wheel, like American Honey from Lady Antebellum. So these three are going to come up from Nashville, and they've got, great orchestral charts, and they perform these songs live with the orchestra. It's going to be really a fun night of current, popular country music that you hear on the radio every day.
And then there's Nightlights, which are your shorter, earlier kind of happy hour concerts, Black Tie and Bluegrass also. So for folks who are a little more old school in their country, there's that too.
Yes.
So So I guess we wrap up maybe talking about how folks can different ticketing options. I know that there's a trend pretty much across the country that for all performing arts, really, that say that folks are that season subscriptions on the whole are on the decline. And a lot of arts organizations are pushing things like single ticket sales. How is the orchestra addressing this trend?
Absolutely. Well, we always value our subscribers and really push to continue to sell subscriptions, but we realize that subscriptions can be a little daunting, particularly to people who have, you know, never attended an orchestra concert or haven't been in a very long time. We have a great package. It is a subscription package, but it's called Compose Your Own, and you can purchase packets of either 4 or 8 tickets very inexpensively, and you can choose how you use those tickets to any one of our events throughout the season. So you can use a pair of Compose Your Own tickets to go to our Beethoven Symphony No. 6 Nightlights concert, and you can use the other pair to go to Video Games Live. You know, you can use them however you'd like. You can choose 8 and take a whole group of 7 of your friends to the orchestra in one night, or you can divide them up and take yourself to the orchestra on 8 separate nights. It's really, you get to choose how you use your tickets.
That's really, yeah, that's great, because you think about the commitment when you sort of lock yourself into one stream, and you guys have so many different programs that I kind of want to take one from each.
Absolutely. And that way you still get all the benefits of being a Louisville Orchestra subscriber as far as ticket exchanges and being able to get all the benefits that our subscribers get without that huge commitment to, you know, a full classic series or something.
Well, I think it's also just worth pointing out really quick here at the end that for folks who were big fans of Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom, in November, the Britain Serenade is going to be played in the Classics in the Coffee series.
Absolutely, really featuring our principal horn player. So we're excited to share his talent with the world.
That means he's a resident here, so he's not an outside soloist.
Exactly. But he's a Louisvillian like the rest of us, and he is already practicing. I already know. He is ready.
And there's a few of those soloists throughout the season, too, that this is a year that the orchestra is kind of highlighting and lifting up some of their own players as well.
Yes, we want to show the talent that we have in this orchestra because it's amazing.
Great. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on today and helping us sort of decode the Louisville Orchestra upcoming season. Are you excited about it, Rick?
I'm very excited. We've got a few seconds we can use up here. Let's talk about where people can get some information,
sure.
The website and phone numbers and that sort of
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. You can visit our website at www.louisvilleorchestra.org. You can purchase tickets. Subscriptions right now are on sale at the Kentucky Center, kentuckycenter.org. Phone number is 589-4444. So you can call the Kentucky Center, or you can visit the Kentucky Center website. Single tickets go on sale September 4th, and you can also get those through the Kentucky Center.
And Fanfara is Saturday, September 8th. That's the official big gala kickoff of the season, featuring both the classics and the pops in one program.
All right. Thank you so much to Lindsay Van Landingham of the Louisville Orchestra and, of course, WFPL's Aaron Keene. Have a great season.
Thank you.
Thanks.